Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2022. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Just for you. You have any church announcements, Angel?
Beyonce just came out with a new song. That's my church announcement, and I'm so excited about it. Cause you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Come on. You don't break my soul. You know what it is? I am not a house music person. I know that is your whole thing about it. I'm not. But it does take me to day parties in Vegas. This is what you're going to hear.
Oh, it's going to be outside.
You're drunk. You're with a bunch of white people you don't know. You're like, what are you drinking on? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's so loud in here.
It's so hot.
It's big. I just walked into Zara.
Yeah.
Energy.
And what, Kev?
I'm just saying. I just feel like they're like, hey, you need anything? Huh? Yeah, the 2XL's over there. You don't know what I'm shopping for. Why are you already pointing to 2X? I could be shopping for somebody that's small.
It's absolutely that. It's also absolutely, I feel like this was written for white women.
And I'm for white women?
Absolutely.
I see TikToks saying this music got white women dancing in the club like this again with their hands.
Yes.
They don't know what to do with their hands.
This is also, I just got out of therapy. I had a breakthrough. You won't break my soul. Kevin, you won't break my soul. Like, it's all of it. It's all of these things. And I'm here for every single piece of it. No, it is not my typical Beyonce. It's not about to have me over here clapping my cheeks. But
you can't twerk to it?
Oh, don't. I can. don't dare me. But I do feel like, okay, this has its, like, if I were like, okay, name some good house music songs. Couldn't name one. Now I can.
Drake was releasing house music last week.
I didn't listen to none of that. I didn't listen to it. I'm not a Drake fan.
I will be honest, because there was a whole discussion on this on Twitter yesterday. People were saying Drake broke the ice for her, blah, blah, blah. Then one of these people I follow was like, Drake and Beyonce didn't even release the same type of song. And I was like,
okay.
You said
you could play Massive and then play.
That's why I was like,
Don't Break My Soul back to back. You will hear it back to back.
That's why I was like, I didn't understand.
In the day clubs.
Maybe. And that's what I was honestly thinking. I don't know that I will probably hear this song much. I don't think Beyonce be on the radio like that usually. Not on the radio station I listen to, 94.7 The Way.
They don't play anything that was released past 95. They just like,
they be playing old stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't really go to day parties much. So when I get to the album.
Skip?
You
skip
in that one.
Okay, watch her drop an entire house album.
I can get through a whole...
Yes, I absolutely will.
Whoa, Kevin.
I will not listen to music that I don't like.
Let's go put it on. You're going to skip the whole album.
Yes. If it's got enough skips, it doesn't even... 4 more skips, the album don't get played.
Oh.
If you got too many skips, if I'm just doing this too much, she can create whatever art she wants. Her fans will love it. And I will say...
You won't break my stuff. You won't break my stuff. I am going to get through spin classes because of this song. Okay? Peloton is going to be playing this song.
Peloton go run her a check.
This is a 45-minute Tabata.
Man, yes, it's a good easily. Tabata ride. They might have just looped it.
We're doing all hills today. All right.
This is an easy, like, 70 cadence with about a 45 resistance. Boom, boom, boom. Come on. It's all in the thighs, third position. I'm here for third all position. Of this.
It's big 40 to 50 resistance here.
Guys, listen, it's okay. Beyonce is able to make whatever she wants. She's going to be fine. People are going to run it up. I don't know much about house music.
Chicago's going up. That's the origin of house music.
Is it? I learned something.
You won't break my soul.
Come on.
You won't break my soul. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the house. Head back. That's what it is. It's very much so.
Is there a way? Is there? Could Beyonce put out a song that you don't like?
I hate it. To the left. To the left. Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. I was like,
you skip it?
I don't listen to that song. I know every word. I know every riff.
Don't worry about that song.
I hate that song.
She knows every word.
I know every word. I know every riff.
Yes. Hate it.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was some of Neo's poorest writing, but you know what?
Really?
Yeah. To the left, everything you own in the box to the left. Okay, Candy. Come on, legs, hips, and body, body. Adi, adi. But yeah, no, this one, like I said, it's not my like normal cup of tea, but like when I was playing it last night, I was like, this could serve a place in my life. And I can also hear the audience that would definitely love it. And that's usually, I just need to know where it fits in my life as far as in where could it be played for me. And I would like be like, ooh, this is creating the vibe that I want.
Yeah.
And it does have a place in my life personally, but not like, it's not my, all right, Angel, let's get crunk. Let's go do this performance. It is definitely, you're about to either be drunk as hell with white people you don't know, or you're going to be on your Peloton. Trying to get through.
I agree that certain music is also placed in certain places, right? Like Future, for example. I'm not a huge fan of Future's music, but when All Def, we had our 1 million subs party at One Oak, and they played March Madness, it might have been the single greatest 3 minutes
Kev
of the
dirty
night.
Dirty soda in his styrofoam
I
cup.
I did. I had a little rum and pine. Feeling spicy.
Come on.
But I mean, Future's music in that place is well placed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you want to just like clean the house, Anita Baker's perfect. I don't know why black people decided Anita Baker's music is perfect, but it's great. And we all as a culture collectively decide that. Some people's music is great for road trips. Some people's is terrible for road trips. Some is great for flying. I love... Snow Allegra's got great. I just got on a plane. I need to chill music. So if I were in a day party in Vegas, I probably heard that song snuck in by some DJ when we were there a couple weeks ago. But I don't be at day parties in Vegas like that. So anyway, yeah. Not Dirty Sprite. Man, y'all know what it is. Just hush. I don't know what the Future's March Madness was on.
This is definitely she just broke up. Our homegirl just broke up with her dude. We've got to cheer her up. Hit it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on, girl. It's fine. We're going to get you back out there. This is going to be the soundtrack of some rom-com movie.
Beyonce's going to be fine. And I'm sure I'll enjoy the album. I've heard it's going to be a mix of house and country music.
Oh.
16 tracks.
Couple acts, too. So I'm interested if... it's going to be a mix of house and country either in act one or in act two, or if there's going to be like a house album and a country album. I'm curious.
Oh, that might be cool to break up the.
Yeah. Plus she won more Grammys like that.
Yes.
And
three acts, four songs each.
I don't care for either one of those genres. I'll know every song.
You didn't like, Daddy Lessons.
Daddy said shoot.
Oh, that's what you just said?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You didn't like it?
I don't like country music like it. But that served no purpose in my life.
Yeah.
It's got to have a reason for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I bet you some people who like it. She sang her face off on it. And it sounded like a country song.
That album, People's Favorite Songs, is very, very different. On the Lemonade album. I think my favorite song is...
Mine is Hold Up, They Don't Love You Like I Love You. Slow Down, They Don't Love You Like I Love You. Back Up, They Don't Love You Like I Love You. Step Down, They Don't Love You Like I Love You.
What's my favorite?
What's the one about war?
Superpower. You talking about that?
Love Drought? Hold on. I don't want this to get taken down.
Superpower.
10 times out of 9, I know you're lying. It's Love Drought. That's my favorite song on that album. All right. Thank you for that church announcement. The Kev on Stage Masterclass is on sale for, by the time you listen to this, I believe 8 more days.
That's it?
Promo code 50. It won't be that deeply discounted again until maybe Black Friday, even if that. I'm adding more classes as we speak, so I might raise the price by the time I get to a certain...
I still need to add one. The one you asked me to add?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
I did have a real church announcement. I'm sorry.
What's your real church announcement?
Do what you're supposed to do. My real church
announcement. No, he's talking about for the master class.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Tell him. Do what he's supposed to do. Get that thing and do it. I Am Enough collaboration with Life's Journey is dropping at the end of this week. So be on the lookout.
New merch from Angel.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. So the actual thing that I wanted to talk about first... This was the second year that Juneteenth was a federal holiday. Mm-hmm. This was the first year I had some uncomfortable interactions that I hadn't had before.
Really? Why?
Yes. I'm going to tell you. Not necessarily uncomfortable, but new. Yeah. One was, I felt a way about one. On actual Juneteenth, and I'll be honest, I was one of the people who learned about Juneteenth later in life. Mm-hmm. I did not, and I grew up in Texas, but El Paso is very different than other parts of Texas.
Oh, wow.
And obviously, in most public schools, Juneteenth is not taught. So, like a lot of things, Black history, I didn't learn until college. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar, it's okay. Juneteenth basically is about how slaves in Texas were not notified about the Emancipation Proclamation until 30 months after it really happened. So it happened first in January 1863, I believe. They didn't find out they were free till June 19th,
1865,
right? So don't feel bad if you didn't know, if you just learned the last couple of years or in college or yesterday, because it was designed for you to feel that way. So then it was turned into a federal holiday. And that, like most Blacks, I was happy.
Texas has really been on their own thing since the beginning of time.
Absolutely. Texas feels like it could secede from the nation and still survive.
Yeah, now, you know, that they weren't the only place that has, like, its own little celebrations. Like, Texas, they were the last ones to find out. Mm-hmm. There were other places where they found out later. Well, not later than Texas, but later.
Yeah, well, it didn't really go into effect until the Union Army came and was like, y'all free.
Mm-hmm. They weren't on Twitter?
No, they weren't on Twitter, and slave owners, surprisingly, weren't like, whole Abe said slaves are free. Goodbye, guys. Right. They, you know, interestingly enough, held on to the last second. Mm-hmm. So on Juneteenth, I was taking my nieces and nephews with my wife and them on like a Hollywood trip. Like everybody comes to Hollywood.
You talking about on Saturday or on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Okay.
On Sunday. We went to Hollywood Boulevard. I was actually at Hollywood Boulevard when this happened. I went to a Capital One cafe to go to the bathroom. White lady security guard was like, hey, happy Juneteenth. Stuck her fist out. I was right by her.
She gave you the dap?
She gave me a fist bump. And it was a knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. And I fist bumped her. Went into the bathroom. And I was like, I'm 100% positive. The white person has never wished me a happy Juneteenth. And she was genuinely like, like you would say, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving. She was like, hey, happy Juneteenth. She wasn't like brother. She wasn't blacking it up.
Right.
She just was like, and then she was like, the bathroom's right down there to the left. Mm-hmm. She didn't do that.
So I was
peeing and I was like, it's like hearing happy Kwanzaa from someone who isn't black. But the real one was yesterday. I was in here in this office, behind on work. I emailed a white person, a wahite, if you will. Mm. And their email came back out of the office in observance of Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And I was in the office. And obviously, I'm an entrepreneur, so we don't necessarily get federal holidays off like that. I had taken the actual day off. And I said, hey, what? You need to be at work. Y'all need at least 2.5 years of Juneteenth
before you get to
holidays worth, not the calendar time. Mm-hmm. You need 2.5 years of Juneteenth observed before y'all can get it off. Because the slaves had to work for another 2.5 years, roughly. Mm-hmm.
There's zero reparations, man.
The white people immediately get the first holiday off.
I went to the post office when I left here. That thing was closed.
Closed.
I said, Oh, y'all were for real when y'all said federal.
It didn't even click.
Like saying play. Like, we know about it. But they were like, no, for real. It's federal. Y'all off.
And I feel like that in combination with the commercialization of it, I feel like it's just, we need to have a meeting. Because these are some of the effects that
definitely
I
a town hall. I heard we gotta have AM a town radio. Hall.
What do you want?
I don't know, Angel, but not this. I don't want her off and me working. I know that much. That felt off. I want her to be working twice as hard on Juneteenth for another. She needs to be working. Juneteenth shouldn't be celebrated by Wahites until the enough Juneteenths have passed. Okay, there's only two.
Yeah.
Okay, so however many more of 30 months, we need 28 more years of Juneteenth before they can get a day off.
Years?
No, because then they won't be thinking about it. They'll just be they're like,
not
whatever.
Thinking about it now. Yes, it's going to be the same thing as Memorial Day.
If he had to type it up in that email, he's thinking about it.
They're not taking it serious if there's no day off of work.
John, as much as serious as I took off Memorial Day, for most people, they think about a day off and a barbecue before they think about soldiers.
You think Labor the guy Day? That murdered Angel's dad, that first day off of work he had, he was like,
yeah.
Now he's like, well,
them people gonna think about as much as I think about Cinco de Mayo. Most people don't even know what that is. You know, that's a Mexican independence. It's not. I'm having tacos. What?
Well, that's not tequila. A federal holiday. I know.
My
what
point
is
people are celebrating stuff they don't even know about. I don't feel like people have learned enough. They just, how you spell Juneteenth so I can put it in my out of office?
Well, that is when you take the, then you say, do you know what it is? That's what you do in the email back. Tell me what Juneteenth is.
And get another out of office? I said I'm out of office, nigga.
Send it on Tuesday. Hey. You send it on Tuesday.
Tell me why you was out of office yesterday and what it means.
What it means. What'd you do? How did you
think
commemorate?
They're observing Juneteenth and really doing something?
No,
I doubt it. I mean, but listen, did you do anything to observe Juneteenth?
Yeah. I took my family down. We was free. We went down to LA Live and
not
stuff.
Free, Kevin.
Took my kids to see Top Gun. That's how you're supposed to spend it with your family.
That movie was fire.
Had Red Punch. I had Red Punch.
See?
But I'm black. I can observe it how I feel.
No, you got to show them how it's supposed to be.
You're an influencer, Kev. Influence.
I want it back. I feel like only we should have the day off. We ain't gonna get reparations. At least it's federally for blacks, mandatory for everybody else. And you get not time and a half. You get half time. Not double, not full pay, half time.
You see Andrew Schultz's joke?
No.
Oh my God. I'll show you after. Cause he's pushing the line, man.
I am here for Juneteenth being a federal holiday.
I am
everybody
too.
Getting off, but I just think we need to have, you know how they be having fireworks for the
black, red, and green fireworks.
Yeah, I want fireworks. I want a parade. I want all of it. I want all the things that come with a big federal holiday. Not just, y'all go home and barbecue. I want a bunch of stuff.
You want an Old Navy sale?
Yes. Oh, I want the commercialization. I be getting pissed off when I go up into on Christmas time and I go up into Joann's and Michael's looking for a Kanara. Now they got the menorahs for Hanukkah. They got Christmas trees, but I can't find the 7-tier candle holder for Kwanzaa. Yeah, I want it. Give it to me. They need to work with a black artist so that they could get all the money from it. Okay?
Yeah.
I love it. Shoot. I don't want to have to make all my goddamn own decorations. I don't want to have to make it by hand.
Walmart, listen, them companies got it together. Mm-hmm. They was like, you bet. Party supplies in here.
Yes. I want somebody black to be able to receive the financial blessing from it being capitalized. But absolutely, I would have loved to have a Juneteenth wreath on my door. Are you kidding me? I would have loved it. Some Juneteenth plates and cups.
Oh, my God.
Some, special word. We ain't got no other words. Like, is there any words that go with Juneteenth?
Just happy, free.
Something. I want some, African words to be put up on air that they got to learn. Yes. I want all of that.
So they can mispronounce them and piss you off?
And then I can correct them. Like, I have to correct people with my name. People mispronounce things all the time. Dang,
people mess up Angel?
They be calling me Angela, April, Rachel.
Remember the time you thought I said Angela? I said July 8th?
Yeah, and I was like, excuse you? I was like, I'm about to, you better get a speech recognition software and get that thing together like they have on Babbel.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you, for most of us learning second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point of our academic careers. I took Spanish from third grade to 12th grade, and y'all have heard me struggle trying to remember words because they weren't teaching in a way for me to be able to retain any type of conversational Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn new languages, whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Spanish is what I am taking on Babbel. I feel like if you live in the United States of America, Spanish should be a required second language because it is a language that is widely spoken by people here.
You better get with it or get gone.
And like, if you ain't got a lot of time, all you got to do is listen. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it easy and the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other learning language apps use artificial intelligence for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons are created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SK.
S-K.
That's babbel.com/SK.
Ooh, SK.
For up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
All right, give me 1 second to cue up this next video.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Mm-hmm. You won't break my soul. Mm-hmm. She said, I quit my job. I fell in love.
Don't quit your jobs, though.
But I was like, oh, ready. She's speaking to this generation because, you know, they'll quit a job in a second. They'll That's be true. Like, you know what? You try to break my soul.
I'm out.
Quit.
For that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
You ain't going to break it. I'm telling.
All right. Yeah. So this is what was interesting to me. Christian Walker. Are you familiar with him? Christian Walker is Herschel Walker's son. Herschel Walker is running against Raphael Warnock for, I believe, senator in Georgia or something like that. Herschel Walker is an old football player.
I was like, Mahershala?
No.
That's where I went to.
Madam C's cousin.
What is he running for? Senate. He's running for Senate. His son had this video. It'll make sense in a second. Listen to this.
This might make some people.
This is the son that lives with him.
It would be great if you stayed home. Fathers, it would be great if you stayed home and raised your kids instead of ran off to bang a bunch of women who weren't your baby mama. Stay home and raise your freaking kids. Your kids need a father. Get back home. Get back home. If you take out your thing and you get a woman pregnant, guess what? The party days are over. The acting foolish days are over. You go get a freaking job and you support your new family. Mm-hmm. Get home. Raise your kids.
He said get home?
Get home.
Oh, that's...
I know what you thought.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, listen. So, don't make it seem like I'm the dirty one. It just did not sound like he was saying get home.
So Herschel Walker, his father.
Well, look at that.
Last week, a couple of stories broke.
Uh-huh.
Most of them about him were how... Oh, let me give you one more piece.
Uh-huh.
Herschel Walker ran one of the things that he said often in his pre-campaign, I guess, is that most of the problems that the black community has is because fathers are not in the homes. You need to be in the house, blah, blah, blah. You need to take care of your children, X, Y, Z, X, Y, Z. All these articles making you pay for the news.
I'm just mad.
It's annoying.
No one buys the paper anymore, Kevin.
Dog, I don't want to subscribe.
And I'm paying for New York Times. And let me tell you, they still be like, you can't see this.
For real. Anyway, the Daily Beast reported that he had a secret son that he didn't see.
Christian, right? Is that
Herschel?
No. Oh, no. Christian Walker is the secret son.
No. Christian Walker is the public son.
Okay, sorry.
He had another son. And then later on in the week, it was like, actually has two secret kids. Mm. And then by the end of the week, it was like, Herschel Walker actually has like four.
Oh, he just out here.
Four children that he does not
claim.
Does not claim nor have a personal relationship. The reason I bring this up is because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Politicians, to me, often run on things they know their base wants to hear that is contrary to how they actually live.
Yes.
Right? We were talking about abortion, I believe, and how if abortion is not federally available and it's a state-by-state thing, a state-by-state choice, it's going to be banned in a lot of red states. It's going to be available in a lot of blue states.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that people who voted against abortion or voted for it to end will not use it.
Right.
It just most likely means that poor people won't have access to safe abortions.
Right.
This man, Herschel Walker, his whole thing was fathers, black people, be in the home. He is rich, former NFL player. How you don't take care of your kids? There's poor, regular people, black fathers be in the home.
Yeah.
For the most part, more than most families, even though the media will tell you that that's not the case.
Right.
And actually, in actual life, actual statistics, black fathers are some of the most present fathers of any race, ethnicity type. And it just be like, I'll be honest, not that I'm not going to vote or anything like that, but sometimes I'd be so deflated when it comes to how American politics are. I'd be just like, you can see it for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like a lot of politicians are just like wrestlers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
Put on characters.
I'm the babyface. You're the heel. This and that. And I just be like, and people be falling for a hook, line, and sinker. And I'd be like, this is just dumb. And I'm not even just Republicans. I mean, Democrats.
Yeah, all of them.
Like, I remember Obama, his first term, he was against gay marriage. By the time his second term was around, he was like, what, guys? You know, like, I mean, come on. And I just don't be knowing how they, and this is actually part of the reason Trump was voted in, is because his people felt like he was just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Telling it like it is.
The stuff that they be like, I be wanting to say that.
Yeah, and that's all it really was to me. Yeah. It was just like, yes, racist things out loud. Mm-hmm. He says them, I agree.
I agree.
Yeah, and I just be like, man, it's just like, and then I watch shows like Succession, and it'd be like, oh yeah, we're picking the president in here. And I'd be like, I know them rich. First of all, rich, really wealthy people are not affected by politics like that.
No.
Except maybe taxes. But their day-to-day life isn't as impacted like an average American.
Well, of course it's not, when we all know that lobbyists and money is what helps create all policies.
Man.
All major policies, unless you're on a local level, which is where a lot of change happens, and which is also with the elections that we typically ignore. Like, there was just a... You said, you remember, you were like, I didn't know there was even a vote, voting actually happened. I didn't either. I was going to sign my kids up for camp. And when I was like, we voting? And went ahead and researched the people and went ahead and voted. So a lot of times where policies that affect us on a day-to-day life happen on a local level, which they make sure they barely advertise, that they really make it seem as if it's not important. And then on the larger levels, all these politicians' pockets are being lined so heavily by major corporations that need certain laws to be in place so that they can continue to grow and monopolize certain industries. It's just like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if somebody comes in with the intentions of making change, it is a beast to try to, you know, change everything around. It's a lot harder than what I probably would ever recognize, being someone who's never been in a political figure or a figure voted into some sort of governmental office. But yeah, most of these people are just spewing rhetoric to get people riled up, to get people to actually get them into office. And then once they get into office, they are, their loyalties are aligned with those people that are going to give them the money to live the lifestyle they want to live.
I agree wholeheartedly. I remember when it was a local election I was voting in Tacoma, and this is when I was so saved that alcohol was just the worst thing ever. And they were voting to allow alcohol to be sold in grocery stores and convenience stores outside of just liquor stores. And when I tell you, I vehemently was against this, and I circled my square tight. Yeah. I tell you, that thing won by 800 million votes. And then I was doing some research. I was like, dang, was I like the only people voting for it? I saw that like Costco was lobbying for it. Like all these big companies were lobbying for this.
They were like, we can make money.
Bruh, they were like, we'll put these little liquor stores out of business. They'd be closing by 7 on Sundays, Costco and Ralph's and Kroger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was voting against corporations. It's never more prevalent to me than during than gun rights laws, when it's like, how are politicians seeing what's happening and really being like, but the guns ain't the problem? And then when you see how much the NRA pays them publicly, this is publicly, just the public money be outrageous. I was reading articles about how money is funneled privately through super PACs and stuff. I was like, these people ain't never gonna, they ain't never, are you kidding me? Whether, how they personally feel about guns is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I need money for my campaign. I need money to get reelected. What I need to say?
Yeah.
Guns are great.
Okay.
Everybody should arm it. More guns.
More guns.
Arm the teachers.
Yeah.
The students. The janitors. Everybody gets a gun.
Everybody.
That helps the people who sell guns. So I'm just saying, I'd be deflated. I didn't say I'm not voting and I give up, because people in the comments are like, this is what they want. Well, I'd be deflated.
I'd half the time don't even, I'm gonna be honest. Now, when it's a policy, because we have a lot of props, that doesn't happen in every state. California be
we be
loaded.
Prop everything.
Oh, proposition 5 through 86.
It be literally a prop 782.
Yeah, it be so many, and then you gotta make sure you understand what's no means and what yes means, because sometimes it's the opposite of what you think, and you like, now hold, what is gonna happen when I do this?
It's not even consistent among the props.
Oh no,
and it's worded crazy on purpose, I believe.
Purposefully, yes. Sometimes you're voting for the same thing on two different props to do the opposite of the other thing. It's crazy. So the propositions I do try to actually research to like figure out how I want to vote. Now, where I don't research as hard, and I'm not ashamed, is on the actual person. Are you a woman? Are you a minority? Are you more progressive leaning? You will then get my vote. If your name looks even remotely black, well, I guess you're getting in here.
You.
It could be literally for Lieutenant Chief Governor. And it's like Paul Thomas, current Lieutenant Chief Walker, Tom Johnson, 11 years in the military, all this experience that makes sense. Tamika Johnson, high school PE teacher. Well, Tamika, I think you would be great as Lieutenant Chief. Yeah, I don't care.
Tamika, you look good. Ooh, she's a Delta. Oh, I love her.
I don't care what she dropped blind trying to play at SG Row. You girl, this is your chance to make up for that.
Tamika.
I don't care. I'm like, you gonna get my vote today. That's the vote you getting.
She said that white man was in the military for 11 years. Tamika, ITT tech.
Come on.
Go ahead, girl. You done turned your life around.
You done turned it around, and hopefully something will work out. And don't let me get too petty. I will do a write-in. If it's just a bunch of white men, well, what's your name, ma'am? You, Asian lady, what's your name? Okay. Well, you got my vote. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I just be Googling faces while I'm in the thing. What do you look like?
Me and Melissa, man, I'm talking about two adult times. I feel when we make Thanksgiving dinner at our house, and when she make and I go pick up old late supplies, and when we open up that pamphlet and go through the things, I'd be like, this is grown folks' business. I'd be like, whew. Okay, now what's the legislation? I remember when somebody says in the comments, and this is probably the first thing that I felt like I got played, voting for Gore, or the way the Gore thing happened, and the Chads in Florida, and then later on watching those documentaries and seeing how they played the whole, and like his brother was the governor of Florida at the time and stuff, and how that election swung, that state swung the election. I was like, dang, that's, they be cheating.
Right.
They be cheating. And then the voter suppression stuff in Georgia.
Man.
Bring people, they be like, I mean, anything to get, they close all the precincts in the black neighborhoods.
Uh-huh. They were like,
y'all gotta go across town, stand in line, you can't help them, you can't give them no water, or the vote don't count. I'd be like, y'all, gerrymandering? Mm-hmm. Gerrymandering is, that is some wild stuff. They will draw a line.
You're like, why does this look like a dog? Shape it that way?
It literally is like, how can we win? We are losing. How can we? Even the whole, honestly, the Electoral College, I'd be like, fam, the popular vote be a million. I think Hillary had won by like a million, the popular vote. And I think Joe Biden, and then Joe Biden fell off the bike. I was like, man.
Oh, my God. I have never laughed so hard before in my life. It was the slowest fall, which makes you look older.
How you can't get your foot down? Get off of it.
It was this.
That's the first thing you learn when you're like five, when you're going over. How you didn't get your foot out?
It had that little shoe sleeve on the top, but it's like he forgot that his other foot was in the one that he took his left foot out.
I tell you, I watched that. I was like,
it was great because there were like five angles of it, and we watched every angle. I said, watch this one. He just disappears out of frame. This one, you see where.
Boom! He didn't get no limb out to break his fall.
But he was on a bike ride to prove that he still exercises.
Dog!
To the press.
Dog!
I said, that couldn't have been Joe. Please don't say it.
You know how hard I would honk if Joe Biden was driving in front of me? Get your old butt out. Your kids should be taking you places. Why are you driving yourself?
I was like, Kamala, he did. Come on, where you at?
Shoot!
Kamala, where are you? Yeah, I don't know why he had on the helmet. He had on all the stuff. It makes it worse. It makes you look, the way he fell, the fact it wasn't like, oh, his bike wouldn't stop and then it crashed. It was, he came to a complete stop and then was like, oh, no.
When people said, because I heard he fell before I saw it, I was like, dang, what happened? Did a rock? Did a stick? You was controlling the bike all the time.
It was fully stopped.
It was like a child.
He was like, hey, guys.
Like a child learning to run. Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to stick your foot out. Otherwise, you'll fall. No. And he got the nuclear codes.
I know. I was like, why falling. Is he out here on a bike? We just let us watch you eat a salad. We'll believe you're healthy.
Just say I'm old. I'm not that healthy.
No, I get it because everybody's like, he going to die. We got to put somebody else in here. Just be showing him. I take my vitamins. They be fixing me Green Chef here in the White House. And let me tell you, Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, including the president's. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. With seasonal produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Time-saving recipes packed with fresh produce and vibrant flavors help you make the most out of those long summer days. We offset 100% of our carbon footprint as well as 100% of the plastic in every box. With Green Chef, you're reducing your food waste by at least 25% versus grocery shopping. Green Chef offers 24 always-changing recipes to choose from every week so you'll never get bored. Y'all know I love a good meal kit service, okay? Love them. And so I do think if you're trying to eat healthy, if you're also trying to be more conscious in how you operate in your day-to-day life as far as in your impact on the earth, Green Chef is the way to go. Pressed for time? Try Fit for Fresh, convenient calorie-reducing recipes ready in 25 minutes or less. Pre-made sauces, pre-prepped ingredients give you a head start on cooking, while keto and veggie options provide wholesome variety without skimping on flavor. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh. Y'all know me and HelloFresh are besties. And with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount on us. Go to greenchef.com/SK130. Use code SK130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Go to greenchef.com/SK130 and use code SK130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's the number one meal kit for eating well.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we can move on.
That's it?
Yes. I was like, oh, no, hold on.
I just want to throw this in real quick. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson.
Yes,
she did. At the ripe young age, I want to say 20. How old is she, 28?
What? No.
33.
I was about to say, sir, she is not in her 20s.
What do you mean?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, get her up there.
She's 40?
Yes. Why do you think she's a baby?
28.
And what?
She was 21 when she auditioned for American Idol. What year was that? That was 2004.
You called me a baby.
That was 2004?
Yes. We've been living life. You be 40 next year, Kevin. Yes.
Don't you say it.
40.
Am I? I will.
Yes, sir. A whole you.
Dubai.
I know you said it.
United. For the 40? Oh, feel how you feel. I don't care no more what the people said. I'm doing what I want to do.
Good. Do what you want
to
do.
Shout out to Jennifer Hudson. She got an EGOT. Oscar for who?
For Dreamgirls.
Oscar for Dreamgirls. My old shoot was what the Tony was for. I know the Tony was for producing.
Yes.
The Emmy, I don't know what was for either.
The Emmy was for, I read the article. It was also like a talk show, I think.
Hold was on. It a daytime Emmy?
I want to say yes. I read the whole article because I was shocked.
Okay, Dreamgirls 2007 Best Supporting Actress.
That's the hard one to get.
That's the one that's
and that Tony.
That, the Tony is the one people never get.
It's the hard
one. Golden Globe also for Dreamgirls. There but goes
that's
your
not
G.
A part of you.
That ain't your G.
Grammy.
Oh no, Emmy. It's a Grammy. It's a Grammy. You right? Without the Golden Globe.
So she got her Grammy for Best R&B Album with Jennifer Hudson and Best Musical Theater Album with The Color Purple. So she had two Grammys for that. She got her Emmy when she showed off a ring. Hold on. It says when she won the Emmy. No, but what did she win it for?
Oh, she got the BET Award too?
Oh, she won Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Interactive Media for a daytime program for executive producing. It was a fairy tale made for Oculus Quest called Baba Yaga.
Is that real?
Yes.
Baba Yaga?
Baba Yaga. It was for Oculus Quest, and it's an interactive fairy tale. And she executive produced it.
So she got two producing and two performing.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anyone.
Oh, she just got the Daytime Emmy last year.
Yeah.
So she went back to back. Like Drake.
A lot of people don't get for performance all no. across the board. That doesn't
Has anybody
matter.
Got it all in performance?
I don't think so.
You got to sneak one in. It's usually, if you're not a Broadway person, the Tony's almost always for producing. John Legend got his for producing as well.
Yeah, it's
she got a B guy because she got the BET award too. Who else got that? Ooh. And she got the NAACP image. She got the Ben got.
The Ben got.
She got 8 NAACP image awards.
Where did you? Oh, Ben with the N right
B-N.
Now. I was like,
where BET, is it? Emmy, NAACP, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Who else got the Ben got?
The Ben got. That's a hard one.
J Hug got that Ben got.
Rita
Moreno got all performances, the people are saying. I don't think we said nobody. I think we said hardly anybody.
Okay.
Since you got y'all degrees and you know every freaking thing. Marcus' who? Video about you. Let me tell you what the funniest part was what to me, it? Kevin. When he said, you know, I don't know everything. Sometimes I could Google.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave him that one because I was like, I know all the things.
Shout out to Jay Hud for the Ben Got.
But listen, listen, Philip Michael Thomas, he is the person who coined the term EGOT, the Miami Vice actor.
From, you know who I heard?
What?
Sean Patrick Thomas. Oh. I said, what Saved Life, The Last Dance did? How he got to coin it?
Yes. No, but
is that the black dude?
Yes.
What? He said it?
He was like, in the 1984, he was like, he wanted to achieve the EGOT within 5 years.
Why didn't he just say GOAT? Put the Grammy first.
No, he
Grammy,
called
Oscar, Tony, Emmy.
But what is great about this whole thing?
Don't tell me he didn't get none of them.
He was never even nominated.
For none?
For none.
I aspire to be like, I'm going to create this thing that I would like to win. Have you been nominated? Not as of yet.
Ever.
And I never, not one?
Not one.
You still got time.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, you said?
No, Philip Michael Thomas.
Philip Michael Thomas.
When he got.
He didn't even get nominated for an Emmy?
Nothing. Miami, this is after he was on Miami Vice, and he was like, this is what I want. An EGOT. And they were like, you got nothing. That's so sad.
No, you got nothing. He don't even have an award section on his
they didn't give him nothing. The BET could give him something.
BET give him something. So he can at least get the B and the Ben got.
That's terrible, man.
Mm. Damn. Here
we
are,
guys. EGOT. This is what we got.
Dang, that's interesting. They took the turn and was like, and you shut up. You won't be getting
any. You won't be getting any of them.
Great idea. Love it. Love the idea.
He got the N-O-P-E.
I feel so bad for him. So 17 people have the EGOT.
And I think the only other black woman is Whoopi, right?
Correct.
She had hers for a minute, too. Mm-hmm. And she got, I want to say, three of her four were performances. Because she got the Grammy for comedy album, I believe.
Yes.
Oscar for, was it Color Purple or Ghost? No, it wasn't Color Purple. She didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
It must have been for Ghost.
I thought.
Was the Emmy probably was for
producer.
I think the Tony was for producing.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I just clicked on him. She got, her Tony is for Thoroughly Modern Millie.
What was that?
It was a best musical. She got that.
She produced it?
I do believe so.
Yeah, I think she produced it.
So the Grammy was for her comedy album.
Yep.
Her Emmy was for Outstanding Special.
Comedy? Or The View?
It looks like. I think she produced The Extraordinary Life of Hattie McDaniel. She hosted.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Uh-huh. And then, so her Academy Award, that's so crazy.
The Color Purple didn't get no nominations like that.
They weren't caring about
it. But she was good in Ghost. Mm. But she was also good in Color Purple.
Yeah, but Ghost is just not a movie that I'm like,
I know.
Oscars.
You know what you should see? Top Gun. Top Gun was outstanding, Angel.
Really?
Angel, I took the kids. It was a great time.
It's amazing.
It was a. I listened.
I have noted. We took the kids to the movies too.
What'd you take them to see?
Jurassic World.
Was it? Isaiah said it was terrible.
I think all of them are.
I don't think it's ever been
corny.
A good,
yeah.
That first one was good.
Because we were young.
Shock
and dumb.
Value though. It's like, how'd they get a dinosaur in a mechanic?
When you go back and watch it, that dinosaur is like,
it looked like Joe Biden on the bike. Put the hat on. Follow it over.
I don't. I feel like it was a good movie, though. Was it because we were in 10?
I think
because
we were young, yes.
It came out, what, 93, 94?
I think before then.
Nah, it was 90. I saw The Lion King.
The instrumental in orchestra.
Ba-da-da. You know Joker's coming, don't you, Joshua?
93.
Excuse me. Knew what was coming.
What?
Joshua's negative.
I was born.
He was alive.
No, he wasn't born. He was conceived to that. Melissa played that in band.
Yeah, we not played true. It. In, the viola had the most boring part.
I played the viola. It was such a stupid instrument. It's not even a violin. No. Did I tell you why I quit the viola?
No, I think it's very strange that we both play the viola.
We were unruly cousins.
So not right.
We are unruly cousins. Even when you was in Kentucky and I was playing the viola when I was in Virginia. We was like, my unruly cousin is learning this as well. I asked my dad, do they play the viola in shouting music? And he was like, not typically. And I turned my viola in the next Monday. Because I was like, I'm never gonna get off in church. You can't be like,
you know black folk would have loved it. If you would have been able to get in there, get the spirit on it.
You would have played staccato.
They were like, that's the Lord saying.
Come on, Kim.
Get it. Yeah.
Actually, you have to do this.
Yes.
Ooh, you played the oboe. You ain't never seen nobody get off the oboe. Food, boot, 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 boot. I was playing the recorder in church.
No, you weren't.
I absolutely was.
They were like, bless his heart, he wants to be a part of this so bad.
It was so loud in there, I don't think anybody even noticed. Our church was so, the music was outrageously loud.
I'm surprised anyone can hear that comes out of the church.
By the way, I deleted this video on Instagram because it was going the wrong way. We went to dinner on Sunday.
Oh, I saw the comments and I knew, man.
I just went away from it. We were trying to have a Father's Day dinner, just hanging out, me, Melissa, Mel, and Greg. Mm-hmm. We go to this, we on open table, like you be. What's available around me, stuff like that. We picked this place called Prohibition.
It just opened. There's a sister one in Riverside that's been open for a lot longer.
Let me have a napkin, please.
The food recommendations on there were out of this world. And they had four, and they had it at the time slot. Literally the only reason we picked this restaurant, because it was Sunday night. You know, it was like 8:30, and the places were closing. Mm-hmm. Angel, we sat down. It was so loud in there. A woman climbed up behind our table.
A little go-go dancer.
I got the video. I will show you.
Okay.
The woman was blowing fire in basically a one-piece bikini.
Okay.
Right? Literally, I'm talking about right behind Melissa, the girl is just. Actually, I got it on my Twitter still. They understand. Mm-hmm. I was like, what TH is happening? Let me show you, Angel.
House Chief. Music. House music.
Chief.
Just point it out there.
You don't break my soul. Just put it out there. You won't break my soul. Cheeks over top of your steak. Cheeks over top of your food. Oh,
I got so many, I thought you were Christian, comments on Instagram, and I just didn't feel like dealing with it. I just was like,
I'm sorry, I would have left it right on up there.
I just
didn't.
I was like, are y'all not, maybe they're not, I don't, you know what? I don't always have the energy. Some days I just don't have it.
I can't wait until you are too grown.
Wait until you flip a Tony Baker page.
Oh, Tony's grumpy now. Tony is a... You remember Grumpy Old Men?
Yes.
This is Tony's ascension. Mm-hmm. That 44 coming in. We've only known old people as old. Tony is becoming the old person. Everything bothers him. He be fussing on his Instagram. Oh, read the GD caption.
Yeah, he be actually talking. That's what makes him old, the fact that he's yelling back. I'm not saying wait until you turn Tony. I can't wait until you become too grown for anybody to check you. That's the thing. I be danged if you think you going, my mama can't even tell me nothing no more.
My dad was I left it on my stories. My dad was like, man, LA is crazy. Did y'all leave? And we left, but not because of her. We left because it was entirely too loud. I cannot, my meals, we went to this other place that was super quiet and chill. When I go to dinner, I want to hear the person I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm. I like it too. I also like to be able to see. I don't like the dark restaurant.
It's too dark in there.
I'm like, what? I got cataracts.
What is
this
it?
Is what y'all trying to make me feel like I got cataracts because I can't see.
I be in the restaurant like, hold on, so what? Chicken tender? Stop why? It. It's pitch black. And then the furniture's all dark.
Like your mama's friend.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Just flashlight in the eye.
Hold on.
We went to dinner with my mom's friend in Fayetteville. And this lady, it was dark in there, but not this dark. She turned the flashlight on and then forgot it was on. She was like, yeah, so what you said, Angel? She was putting the flashlight in people's eyes. It was a lot.
But yeah, no, I can't wait, Kevin, until you are just like, yo, you about to be 40, Kevin.
I really am.
You about to be, whatever you choose to do is between you, God, and you. That's it.
You right. I just be like, hush.
I know.
I don't be wanting to see the interaction. I don't think it was as much as like, I didn't want to offend people. I didn't want to see it.
I'm not saying that I don't understand where you're coming from. I get it. But yes, definitely. Yes, a who gonna check me, boo.
I need a little who gonna check me, boo.
And I think people, because they know your heart and that you really are not trying to create a narrative that's not true, nor do you want to participate in one, they know that they can, like, poke at you.
And then when you take it down.
When I feel like that, I usually do something on purpose to invite that. Maybe I need to. Maybe I need to remind them. Maybe I need to get some people to unfollow me.
Yeah. I feel like eventually you are going to get to the age where you just going to be like, I'm just going to keep on. Y'all going to be like, well, he's not safe. Okay. Then will you leave me alone if you think that?
If you think I'm not safe, will you leave me alone?
Then will you leave me alone?
I'm going to cuss in a movie just so they, I'm going to cuss and have a sex scene, do drugs. I'm going to do a method acting. I'm going to do real drugs. I'm going to run down Hollywood naked. They're like, man, he used to be saved. He ain't no more.
That cussing thing be cracking me up because people really be. I'm like, if that is your conviction, then you don't cuss. But don't be worried about if this man is or not. Nah. It don't matter. You know what does matter, though? Saving time when you're a small business.
That's what really matters.
That's what I be thinking about.
When you run a business, time seems more precious. Every misplaced moment feels like a missed opportunity. Well, ShipStation gives e-commerce sellers like you more time to do what you really love. Go to restaurants where women are blowing fire above your head. Unless what you really love is managing every single little detail of order fulfillment. ShipStation automates time-intensive shipping processes so you can get back to focusing on bigger things like developing new products, honing your marketing strategy, or interacting with customers. No wonder ShipStation is already trusted by over 100,000 sellers. Kev and Melissa have been using ShipStation ever since I've known them. And y'all know when they were cranking out merch, the merch was getting to you because they were using ShipStation and they were able to save time and money. All manual shipping tasks eating up your time. ShipStation is really good at those. So let ShipStation handle all your shipping and handling and get back to what you're good at growing your business. It works with all your storefronts, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, and more, and lets you automate all the manual work that goes into shipping. You'll also get deeply discounted shipping rates normally reserved for Fortune 500 companies, and you can easily compare carriers' rates and delivery times, so it's easy to choose the best option for every shipping scenario. In fact, 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's time to let go of all those shipping tasks. ShipStation can do it better and faster. Sign up using promo code Crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
For a free 60-day trial today at ShipStation.com and start saving time with every shipment. That's 2 whole months of shipping made quick and painless, and it's free to try. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in Crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
ShipStation, make ship happen.
Somebody in the Patreon said, Kev's going to pop on Euphoria. I want y'all to understand. It's not that I'm afraid of people. I was just annoyed.
You're annoyed of folk.
I was annoyed. And I didn't have it in me to be annoyed. All right. Man, I wanna do this story, but it's kinda hard for y'all not to tell. It's kinda hard with y'all. Kinda hard with y'all not being able to see is what I'm trying to say. I can post it in the comments. All right. Actually, I'm gonna post it in the comments on the Patreon job. You post it in there when you see the people. When we put the video, you put it in here. This lady Airbnb'd her house, and the tenant refused to leave.
When I saw this,
okay, I'm gonna play it for you.
What were the terms of her Airbnb?
She had a 3-day rental, and the lady had she was coming back later, like 2 days
for a room of the house,
for a room in her house.
Okay,
and she was gone. And her housekeeper was like, actually, she says in the video.
Yeah, let us say it. Let us tell you.
Actually, she says in the video.
Oh, shoot, hold on, y'all. I don't think it was actually Airbnb.
You don't think so?
Airbnbs. Okay.
No, it was. She said don't trust no Airbnbs.
No, but.
Y'all, don't trust no Airbnbs. Okay, so I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed off. I didn't even know this happened, but it's real. It's really going on. I caught myself trying to find a way to pay off my mortgage a little better, a little quicker, or whatever. So I put this ad out or whatever, saying I was looking for someone to sublease one of the rooms in my house or whatever. It was gonna be supposed to be like this real smooth transaction, whatever. Went on vacation or whatever. The person was supposed to be gone 3 days prior to my return. So I'm talking to my housekeeper, whatever, XYZ. She's like, yo, that person is still here in your house. What do you mean they're still in my house? It's supposed to have been gone. So when I get back and touch down in the city, this is still here in my motherfucking house, okay? Refusing to leave. So I didn't know what to do. I'm new to this shit. So I go down and I do up. There you go, y'all. Straight to the kitchen.
I ain't going nowhere. So deal with it.
On top of her just intruding into my home, she disrespected me. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I've been trying to do the right way. I done went down there and got the all the paperwork that I need to do to get her evicted out of my house, whatever. But that process, I had to go through protocols and all the other stupid legal blase bull. And then the police just left my house, and I'm like, get this out my house. They're like, oh, she's a tenant now. She's a tenant.
All the police.
You and the police. Okay.
My door. That's all I know.
Your door. This is my house. How about you get the out of my house? How about that's what you do? How about you get the out of my house? How about you get the out of my house? How about you get?
Slam that lady's door
in her face. In her face.
She smoked a cigarette in the kitchen.
Yes, in the next little. And she just. Yo, I will call the police if you touch my door.
I think Angel's right. I thought it was Airbnb because the video started out with Airbnb. She said, don't trust no Airbnbs. But it seems like she subleased. Uh-huh. And the lady was like.
She's like, oh, I got
I live
you.
Here now.
Yeah, this is my place. And there would just have to be a physical altercation.
The police would be coming back more than likely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The police would be coming back.
Absolutely. And if she was only there 3 days... It doesn't give her spotters
rights.
Well,
she said she was supposed to be gone 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So she could have been here for longer. She didn't say how long she was out of town.
Oh, see, I thought she said she was supposed to have only rented the place for a couple of days.
I thought she said, let me listen again.
Yeah. Don't trust my Airbnbs, okay? Bees. So, I can't even talk right now. I'm so pissed off. Yeah, I didn't even have this real and shit. It's really going on. Myself trying to find a way to pay off my mortgage a little better, a little quicker, or whatever. So I put this ad out or whatever, saying I was looking for someone to sublease one of the rooms in my house, or whatever. It was gonna be supposed to be like this real smooth transaction, whatever. Went on vacation or whatever.
Transition.
The person was supposed to be gone 3 days.
So yeah,
oh, 3 days.
The person
before.
Will be gone 3 days prior to her return. Ain't so no she way. Subleased it,
yeah,
and the girl is like, I live here also.
Month. Is a month. In squatter's rights?
I think so.
Yeah,
what is squatter's?
You
inform me on squatter's? I know
don't
that.
Have to leave.
But why though?
Because you technically need another place to. It depends on what state. do we know what state she's in?
I don't know.
Okay, because there's different ones.
I know California, it'd be nearly impossible to get
so
people out.
So let's look up California.
Well, no, California, you got to be there at least 5 years.
Oh, dang.
So it's
uninterrupted.
Harder. Yeah, it's harder to claim squatter rights in California.
Oh, this squatter's rights is just coming up with. In California.
Yeah, in California.
Only.
5 years continuous use or maintenance for a squatter to make adverse possession claim.
Let's see in Georgia. I'm just going to pretend like it's in Georgia.
30 days, and if they get mail delivered, it's a wrap.
No, it seems like a lot of places. Georgia is 7 years of occupancy.
So where could she have done it that quickly?
I don't know.
I'm seeing 20.
20 years?
Mm-hmm.
20 years
for squatter's rights
to own it.
I'm gonna do squatter's rights on my house. I'm gonna see if the bank lets me keep it.
He's like,
I've been here 7 years uninterrupted.
None. Let me try Florida. That's where they be sometimes doing things backwards. Nope. 7 years. So I don't know where the 30. Let me see. 30-day squatters' rights. 30-day squatters' rights. Under California law, they do have the right not to leave after 30 days, which will force you to take legal action. Those who have entered your home illegally while vacant, if the rental property is sitting vacant and gets entered by trespassers, you can still run into the same issue. So there is still, it says California has the easiest squatters' rights, adverse possession law. But it's still just occupy a California property for 5 years.
Oh, so we can squat here, Kev.
Without the owner's permission, pay the property taxes, and you acquire full ownership by then suing the legal owner in a quiet title lawsuit.
A quiet title?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think you even have to, like, let them know I'm about to take your place.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
I think she can still more than likely get her out of the place. It's just going to require more legal
stuff. Yeah. That's what she said. She's like, they had to do the paperwork, and the police was like, man, hush. Basically, they was like, we're not finna do nothing. Just leave us alone.
Okay, so yes, it says, okay, then I'm going to shut up. In California, people who live in your property for a period of 30 days or more are technically tenants and have the same rights as tenants. And while California may be more liberal than other states, it's the only state with this law. As mentioned above, house sharing platforms have to run the same issue. Okay, so basically, if a person has been in your spot for more than 30 days here, they are a tenant, and tenants have rights. So you can't, like, if I were to serve someone an eviction notice, I can't force them to leave sooner than 30 days.
Mm. So she's be 60 now. So since COVID, it's been longer.
Pandeezy?
So while the girl is going to eventually have to leave the illegal tenant, she will no longer have, like, certain rights. She is within
her time frame.
If
it was just 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Dang.
So she's not, squatter's rights refer to owning a place, taking over ownership.
That's that. Did you see that thing where the guy had found that empty house and he went in there and tried to live?
No.
There was a whole documentary on it or story. And he got to live there for a minute, like a couple years. It was like abandoned. Somebody had lost it. He just went in there and put his stuff up in there real quick and got the mail coming. And it was like, it's his. He's like, it's mine. And then the white neighbors were like, no. Black, no. Get out of here.
Get out.
And he had all the laws and stuff, and they were like, shut up, you're black.
They were like, we'll just kill you because we have that law. And then you're like, you know what? I'll go find extended stay.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said he bought the house for like $7, like something super cheap.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. Yeah, in Dallas. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, sure did.
This is why you can't have people stay with you. We've had many people stay with me.
My nieces and nephews in here, they apparently have squatter's rights. It'll be 10 days tomorrow. And I mean,
You got two more with them.
I got till Thursday.
How exciting. I bet you they've had a blast. It's not exciting.
I'm sure they had a great time.
And what if they don't leave?
I will leave. I will live here in this office
and probably Kevin get thrown showed out. Up yesterday. We do our podcast. And when Kevin came in here, I was like, oh, bless his heart.
It smelled, in my little loft area, it smelled like an active Burger King during rush hour a couple days ago.
Why?
Heavy on the onions. Every Whopper Jr., heavy on the onions.
Is it mostly boys?
It's even. And
it's even. Everybody's
thinking. It's even. The muss was in there chilling. What's up, y'all? Y'all gonna go swimming? Ain't gonna take no shower? Woo! It's 90 degrees in L.A. I mean, the muss was up in there. Dick, the AC couldn't blow. The AC blew and it went back in.
He said, I said, no part of this.
It was too thick. I said, y'all, hey, Melissa came out. She had a meeting with them.
A meeting?
All of them. And there was babies. She sat the babies down. Listen, y'all don't come take no food upstairs. And somebody's musty.
Somebody stay.
I just want everybody to take a shower. I don't know who it is. There's showers in every room.
There's plenty of showers.
After that meeting, We had the doors open.
Tankless water heater. You're
I said,
good.
Hey.
Back to back.
She had that meeting and it changed.
Sometimes they just need to be reminded.
I said, hey. The baby was like, we don't know how to wash ourselves. Get in the tub.
Even Monty, he stopped pooping.
Monty went in there. He was going
He's
nuts.
The one who taught them how to do it. He what did he say to them? Take a crap right here. Just where you're at. Just come on. Let it loose. They'll love it. They'll love it. Oh! They'll pick you up and they'll hold you and pet you.
It was so funny because Melissa was like, somebody's musty. Everybody's going to take a shower because I don't even know who it is.
I don't know who it is, but somebody stinks.
I can't even say it was the boys do be musty. They're like my sons. It's like they're unaware.
Oh, no.
I go in the room. You got to push the door through.
Oh, no.
And I'd be like, open the window. Y'all up in here cooped up. Mm. That must has his hand behind his head on the pillow.
Getting mold in the ceiling.
Our kids don't have must, but they be having piss.
Oh.
It's the smell of piss.
On themselves?
No, they just, I don't know if the toilet is necessary for them, per se. And sometimes on them, because they don't actually, they don't take the napkin to get the drip. So the drip just be in their drawers.
Well,
no, that's a bad thing.
I could say,
no,
at my big age,
you've got to get the drip.
There's times you pee, you're done. You put it away, and then it's like,
Kevin, then wear a panty liner or something. Put something in there to catch it. Then toss it out.
You got to be in a rush to leave. Okay?
I'm not in a rush. It was seven more drops. They're supposed to come out together.
You might get one or two.
You just get a ball of toilet paper, just like this. You just put it in there, and then you catch it, and then then you throw it away the next time.
That's crazy, right? When people do that.
Yeah, but Mustang,
somebody
but they don't
wipe, Kevin.
They don't have the regular Bonnie Funk. My kids don't.
They're young still.
They're young, and me and Marcus usually don't like. We don't have a large amount of body. Now I can get funky, but we don't. You know how some people like they. They just
musty.
Have easier body funk.
I can be musty.
And so luckily, little Marcus has inherited that. He got to wear deodorant, but he's not one that you just like, God dang.
Man, that was one of the hardest parts about being a youth pastor. I had a whole lesson one time.
They got to learn.
On hygiene.
They got
to
learn.
I remember I told the girls and the guys this. I said, hey, man, y'all got to either wash your do-rags and your bonnets or get new ones. And one of the girls was like, Kev, I never even thought about that.
Damn, they don't be thinking.
She said, I never. She was probably 15, 16 at the time. I said, bro, you be sweating up in the do-rag. You gotta wash it or get a new one. She was like, man, thank you. The boys was like, they be, it was them mostly when I was a youth pastor.
Oh,
and
no.
We drove down to California. Whew.
Long drive.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's thinking, I can't do it. I can't do the smells. I never smelled my mama growing up, so I can't do when people say.
I never smelled my mom. I never even saw my mom come out of the bathroom doo-dooing. I don't know for sure she's doo-dooed ever.
Oh, no. We would have a long conversation when my mom was on the toilet, but I never smelled just
you'd
like.
You be in there?
All the way in the bathroom.
You heard doo-doo sound?
We right there. We talking.
Why?
That's always been the case. All of us.
During the moment?
Hold on. Still?
Still? Mama Dorothy be doodling, you be like, let me tell you what she said.
Mama, where can you watch the kids?
Through the door or in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Me and Amar in there. Mama, grandma. Can you help
Angel!
Us? My mama the same way.
Are you serious?
Is she coming there while I'm
the door's not locked?
I never locked the door. For what reason? For what reason? Amar gonna be open door. He'll yell that at me in a second. My open door. And if I'm sitting on the toilet and I don't have my little thing that you put your feet on, the little
squatty potty thing.
Oh, he'll grab it, mommy.
He'll give it to you. He's helpful.
He'll put it under my feet. He has no barrier. He tried to, he grabs toilet paper. He's like, I wipe. I said, no. Mommy wipes herself. He's like, I wipe.
That's where you draw the line, Angel.
I was like, no.
That's where you draw the line?
No.
Front to back, mommy, I know. Get up and go front to back.
He was clean like, that I thing will out. Help you. He don't got, mm-mm.
The kids don't know what's weird. You got to tell them weird. If you don't make it weird, they'd be like, you stink now, mama. I'm going to come here and drink some juice.
He does not care. So they play with the flashlights. He'll have a throw a ball around in there. He don't care.
Dang. My mom, we didn't have that conversation. We didn't do that.
No.
My dad.
Yeah, my kids don't care. Little Marcus now is just like, I don't want no parts of that. But the twins, they don't care. Mom, so Sai hit me. And I'm like, you see me on this toilet. You see me. They don't care.
My kids see me naked, but it's not by choice. You come in my room, this is my area. And also the kitchen is my area. The house is my area.
The house is my
area. That's one thing I took from my grandma. My grandma walked around in bra and panties and no teeth. She does to this day.
Amen.
And her panties be pulled up. The bra and panty, there's about this much skin. And she burps. She just be like, bleh. Woo.
Yeah.
And I remember when my boys were young, I was like, okay, eventually when they get older, I'm going to walk around the house in shorts. And then I never felt the need to change who I was in my home that I pay for.
Yeah.
If y'all don't like it, that's okay.
Come on. I agree.
Well, we love y'all. We'll be doing the bonus on Friday.
Yes, sir.
You got anything going?
Friday at 10.
Friday at 10.
Bald and the Beautiful will be here in the next 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, less than an hour.
Yeah, less than an hour. We'll see y'all. We're doing a mukbang. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you on the conference.
Bye.
Here's another thing for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing for ya. Here's another thing for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.